I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome, welcome. This is your host, Jessica Wilkerson, and I am your host every Monday on Chico Now, KKXX Radio, 104.5 FM, 9:30 a.m. And once again, my name is Jessica Wilkerson. I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. My license number is 104464. And I work over at Chico Creek Counseling. I'm currently on maternity leave until March 1st. So you can go to the website at ChicoCreekCounseling.com and you can read more about me so you know who's this lady that's talking on the radio. Why is she qualified to talk about these things? But you can't set an appointment until the end of February because they don't start until March. But I'm home with my little baby and maternity leave is really beautiful. Okay. So today, our topic is going to be solving other people's problems. I think of this as another boundary issue. Not a lot of my clients do when I talk about, that's kind of a boundary issue right there, right? And they're like, what are you talking about? But I do. I think of it as a boundary issue personally. But most boundary issues that we talk about and that the world conceptualizes is boundaries with other people. But when you're solving other people's problems, that's really a boundary issue within your own self. It's a boundary of yourself that you're not honoring, as well as them. I mean, there's some of that too. So I thought that today we could talk a little bit more about problem solving. Okay, so I see this a lot. I see it a lot out there. Your spouse says, oh, I can't get this thing done, or I don't have time for that, and blah, blah, blah. And then you step up to the plate and you say, oh, well, I can help you. Oh, well, I'll fix it. Or why don't you try this? Or why don't you try that? And that made me think. Have any of you seen that video? It's played in a lot of churches. It's all over the internet with the girl, and she has the nail in her forehead. If you have not seen that video, just go onto YouTube or Google and put, it's not about the nail, okay? And watch it, because that is the perfect analogy where the spouse is trying to solve the wife's problem and how frustrating it is. And while the topic, the point they're trying to make is not really the same point I'm trying to make, it's similar, right? They're trying to make the point that the wife doesn't want you to solve her problem. And what the point I'm trying to make is that's a lot of pressure you're putting on yourself to solve everybody else's problem. So stop it. All right. Sometimes I just want to look at people and go, stop it. I think that was on like a comedy somewhere at some point in time. Just stop it. Just knock it off. Oh, Bob Hope. Was it Bob Hope or Bob Newhart? No, I think it was Bob Newhart. I'm picturing it now. He had this sketch and the guy was complaining and he just yelled, stop it. Stop it. And I think the guy got like it's 5 minutes for $10 or something. And all Bob Newhart kept saying is, knock it off. Well, just stop it already. It's so funny. So as a clinician, as a therapist, sometimes you just want to tell your clients, well, just stop it. You're hurting yourself when you do that. Like, just stop it. And of course, well, sometimes I'll say that, but I'll do it with a little bit of humor and then we'll have a conversation. It'll be the intro to a conversation. It's never with the way the Newhart, Bob Newhart actually did it. So sometimes you just want to be, stop it. Where was I? Solving other people's problems. So stop it. Stop solving their problems. It's a lot of work for you. It's a lot of responsibility you don't need to have. So what does that mean? What does that look like? Well, in marriage, it looks like you just want your other partner to have a happy life. And they're sitting here telling you how they're struggling. And you can see like a solution for them. And so you tell them the solution, or you just step up to the plate and start doing the solution because you care about them. And that's being in a relationship, right? We care. But our partners have to also learn how to solve their own problems, right? We can get into this pattern. So it's okay to offer help, and it's okay to be compassionate. And it's okay to say, oh, you know what? I have a couple thoughts on that. Do you want to hear it? And then wait for them to say, yes, I want to hear it. Because there's that other part where some people don't want you to solve their problems. That's like the video. It's not about the nail. But to just jump into play and start doing whatever it is that they need for you, what they need to have done, that takes away from whatever it is that you need to do. That introduces resentment, because now you're doing this for them. They're not appreciating it to the degree that they should be appreciating it, which is the degree to which you're sacrificing of your own goals to help them. But they didn't ask you to do that. They didn't ask you to offer. They might have asked you to do it and you solved their problem, but they didn't ask you to ignore all of your stuff in order to solve their problem. That's a choice that you made, right? Okay, commercial break. Damn, I really get on a roll. We have a commercial. That's okay. Our sponsors are amazing. So let's listen to them for a minute. When I come back, I want you to think about it. Are you a problem solver? Or do you have a problem solver in your life?
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now. I'm a licensed marriage and family therapist. And I want to remind you that while I am a licensed marriage and family therapist, the show is not a substitute for therapy. It's a launching point. It's education. It's skill building. But if you have something going on in your life and you need a little bit more than what can be provided in 22 minutes worth of talking, because there's commercials, then I really want to encourage you to reach out to somebody in your area. That doesn't mean you're going to be diagnosed or diagnosable. It just means that you have some skills that you need to learn and some ways of thinking that need to be changed. And you know that you need help with that, and that a radio show can't be your end all be all. So a marriage and family therapist, a clinical psychologist, or a clinical social worker, those are all people who have gone to school for a very long time and are qualified to work with you on these topics. Okay, so we were talking about when we solve other people's problems, and then what ends up happening is that they don't necessarily appreciate it the way that we feel we deserve the appreciation. Like, there, often people report to me that there's a discrepancy. Like, the person might say thank you, or they might take it for granted. But the person who did the problem solving or engaged in the problem solving behavior feels like, hey, I didn't do the things that I wanted to do because I was helping you. And then you just kind of blew it off. Or, hey, I came up with these really great ideas to help you solve your problem and you didn't do any of them. I gave you like a whole hour of my time or a whole half an hour of my time, and you didn't even appreciate it to try doing any of the things I told you to do. And there's ends up being this like hurt and anger and frustration and resentment. And there's all this stuff in there that doesn't feel good. And it doesn't feel good because you are solving their problem out of the generosity of your heart. You are doing it because you care about them, not. And then you leave this situation feeling unappreciated. Well, why is that? Why is it that you felt the need to solve their problem for them? Why is it that you think that they are not capable of solving their own problem? Some of it is the pattern that we get into. The person knows if you're great at brainstorming. They know that you are generous with your time. And they might know it on a subconscious level. It might not be that they're consciously trying to exploit you. Most people are not consciously trying to exploit other people. Most people, it just becomes the pattern of the way you engage with each other. And that is all on a subconscious level. Okay. So the pattern could be that whenever they're having a crisis or anxiety or whatever it is, that they know that they, when they come talk to you, they feel better. And what does that mean? Does that mean that you solved their problem for them? Does it mean that you stepped up and did things for them? Maybe. Was it that you were just a listening ear and you let them vent and they solved their own problem? Maybe. Let's hope it's that last one. So a lot of times what people are actually only really needing from you is someone to hear them. Because we have people who are internal processors. So an internal processor is someone who thinks and thinks and thinks and thinks and thinks about it. And then they do it. Or, and then they say it. Or, and then they bring it up to get help. After they've really processed it internally. A lot of males are that way, right? A lot of men process internally. It's just more common for some reason. And it's more common for women to be external processors. Does that mean across the board that's how it is? No, it is not. But the external processor, which is what I am, will talk and 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 talk in circles until they come up with their answer. And they might have to talk to several people before they come up with their answer. And they're not talking to those people in order for them, like with this intention to exploit them or with this intention of getting them to do, to solve their problem for them. But if they're processing externally to somebody who is a problem solver, that ends up happening is that problem solver says, oh, well, have you tried this or that or this or that or that or this? And then they go, oh, no. And then they can stop thinking about it. They don't have to keep processing it externally because the other person came up with their solution or the other person volunteered to fix their problem for them. And so while they're not talking out loud in order to get you to do it, you end up doing it. And that's on you, right? So we don't know if the person who's talking to you is an internal processor, an external processor, if they're manipulating the situation or if they're just venting. We don't know any of that. We don't know someone else's heart. We don't know the way that they process and think. That's not, if they're close to us, we might know. I'm an external processor. My husband is an internal processor. I know when he finally speaks up, he's really thought about it long and hard. And I better respect that. I better know that he's not just waxing philosophical for the sake of it. Because if he's speaking up, he's really thought about it. For me, my husband has to go, keep your mouth shut, 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 because Jessica is talking out loud, but she's really thinking. So that he doesn't get himself into a situation where he's trying to solve my problem for me, because I will eventually get to my own solution. Eventually. Okay, commercial break, and then we'll be back. So I want you to think during the commercial break while you enjoy our sponsors. What kind of processor am I? Am I an internal processor or an external processor? And do I try solving other people's problems? Or do I subconsciously seek out other people to solve my problems for me?
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Ben Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back. This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now every Monday. And I am a licensed marriage and family therapist. My license number is 104464. I'm registered with the California Board of Behavioral Sciences. And you can find me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com. Well, I work at Chico Creek Counseling, and you can learn more about me at ChicoCreekCounseling.com or at JessicaWilkerson.com. While I'm on maternity leave, I plan on actually updating that. It hasn't been updated in years. It might even say I'm still an intern. I don't even know. I think I updated that part. Anyways, go on there. Learn about this lady who's talking to you about life. So we're talking about solving other people's problems. And when we went to the commercial break, I asked you to think about, am I an external processor or an internal processor? And do I look for other people to solve my problems, maybe on a subconscious level? Or am I someone who solves other people's problems? Or both? Okay, I just wanted you to kind of learn to be a little self-aware. That's all. There's no condemnation, whichever one you decided you are. If you have thought about it, or if you got swept up in the commercials, they're really good ones. Either way, I just kind of want you to start thinking about, who am I? What do I do? What are my unconscious behaviors? And how do I behave on that subconscious level in that way? Because that really influences the way that you respond to other people and the way you respond to yourself. And so now we're going to talk about how to respond when somebody else is trying to engage you in problem solving. And so I started out talking about that I have a girlfriend who we've been kind of working on this with her and in her life. And so she is planning on having a conversation with her spouse and saying, you know, honey, I'm trying this new thing. I realize that whenever you vent or whenever you're frustrated or whenever you have a need, that I have a tendency to jump in and fix things for you. And that's just a lot for me to be that kind of person. And I really think that you are way more capable than I give you credit for, because I just really like to jump in and solve people's problems. It's not even about you. It's about me. It's all about me. And so from now on, I'm going to work really hard at not doing that. So if you actually need my help with something, I need you to be really direct with me, because things are going to get a little bit weird when I'm not offering to help and you're used to it. So just wanted to kind of put that out there. What do you think about that? And her husband is really a good guy. He really is. And I have complete faith that he's going to say, okay, all right, and not really respond much to that, because he's not super chatty. He's a good guy. He might say, well, you don't do that. I don't know what you're talking about. And she'll say, oh, okay, well, you know, if you need my help with something, I want you to say something and ask for it, or really make it known you want my help, because I'm really trying hard not to be so nosy, or trying really hard not to be the person who solves everyone else's problems, because I just don't want to do that anymore. And really communicating. So the people who are really close to you, as you try to work on not being their problem solver, it's going to be awkward. It's going to be awkward to change that pattern. And so just kind of giving them a heads up, like, this isn't about you. This isn't about, like, I think that you're being lazy and you're coming to me with your problems because you want me to fix them. Even if you think that about them, I don't want you to say that about them, because we're talking about how, or last week we spoke about how you talk about other people to yourself. So if you're telling yourself, oh, my partner, my sibling, my parent, my coworker, whatever, they're too lazy to think of their own answers, and so they always come to me to solve their problems and give them ideas or to do it for them, blah, blah, blah. If we think about them in that way, we're going to end up treating them like that. And this is not about other people. This is about you. This is about you stepping out of the space of solving other people's problems. This is about you taking ownership over your own priorities, over your own life, and over your own heart and your own thoughts, and really monitoring that. And other people, they're used to the way you've been interacting. So it is going to be awkward. Maybe they do come to you because you do have really great ideas. And you can say, oh, yeah, that's really, wow, that's really frustrating or whatever. And then it's really bugging you and you really want to give them some advice and you really want to give them some ideas. You can say, hey, I have some thoughts on that. Would you like to hear it? And you ask them, and that is going to start the change. That's going to start the change of, oh, she's not just going to tell me her opinion. She's going to ask first. And they're going to say, yeah, I want to hear some thoughts. That's why I came to you, because I wanted to hear your thoughts on it. And it'll be fine. Or you can say, oh, wow, what are you going to do? What are your plans so far? And you listen to them first. They'll say, I don't know. I don't have any plans so far. Oh, well, what do you think you should do? And they might stop and think about it. Well, I don't know. I was thinking maybe this or that. Oh, okay. Well, that might work. Here's some of my thoughts, or whatever it is. But letting them lead, letting them take that first. So it starts getting you off the pattern of solving other people's problems. Because the other thing with solving other people's problems, besides feeling less appreciated than you'd like, is that you're not setting them up to be good people at solving their own problems. You're enabling dependence, right? You don't want everyone to be dependent on you all the time. Gosh, that's so much responsibility. Okay, this has been Jessica Wilkerson.